This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Daily Digest. I'm Sharmila Ganesan and together with me is Lim Soo Ann. So today, with social media being used to discuss a whole range of hot button topics, how do you deal with friends who put up racist or bigoted posts? Is it worth engaging with them on the issue or should we simply delete them from our friends list? We'll be discussing whether the best solution is to reply or to simply delete.
And on that note, we have a Twitter poll going. We are asking you, what would you do if a social media friend post racist or bigoted content? Your options are: you reply to the post, you message them privately, you ignore it, or you delete them off your friends list. So you can take that poll at on our Twitter at BFM Radio, or you can also WhatsApp us your thoughts at 018-789-8899.
Yes, so for most of us, social media is where we get many of our daily updates on news, on issues. So naturally, it really is also that space where most of us air our opinions. We discuss these issues, we support certain causes. However, as we've seen more and more, it's also a space where we might learn things about our friends that we really sometimes rather would not, such as when they put up a post or comment that is racist or sexist or bigoted in some way. And an article earlier this week on BBC.com called "Should I Remove or Reply My Racist Facebook Friend?" by Cherry Wilson addressed exactly this question.
And as our social media connections become increasingly complex, you know, how we deal with disagreements or conflicts online are becoming more and more complex as well. So according to a number of studies, or researchers on social media behavior, conflicting political, religious or social views is one of the big reasons why people delete or unfriend someone online. And according to a study in 2010 by University of Colorado Denver Business School, it is in fact one of the top two reasons. And yet it's not always as clear-cut as simply deleting that friend, right? You know, especially if that person is someone that you do know in real life. It's not just someone whom you've added on Facebook. University of North Carolina study in 2014, for instance, found that people are much more likely to delete people with whom they don't already have strong bonds in real life. For example, you know, your old high school friends, your casual acquaintances, friends of friends and work friends and so on.
Work friends. I mean, you don't have to see them at work. An article from 2018, which was published in Vice, which was about the dynamics of deleting friends on social media, also talked about how this idea of deleting someone is really quite a big deal because, and I'm quoting from the article, they said, "Disconnecting on social media by unfollowing or unfriending involves a clear and public act of rejection." So really choosing to delete someone is often quite a specific decision, and it's also something that is intended to kind of send a message as well.
So then, of course, the next question is, you know, when it comes to these friends who post objectionable posts, right, like racist or sexist posts, is that then worth engaging with them, you know, to maybe reply and question or critique their posts? So in the BBC article that you mentioned, Sharmila, that the one that inspired our discussion today, you know, they quoted social psychologist Dr. Keon West of Goldsmiths University of London, and he said that replying might be worth doing if you are hoping to make them post things that are less racist by reminding them that social norms do not permit this kind of behavior. However, he also does point out that this is unlikely to suddenly stop them from being racist. So it's just them not putting it out there. So what it will do is just make them aware that, you know, other people don't necessarily appreciate their behavior on social media.
But it is also important to keep in mind that this really isn't solely our responsibility, right? Because we do also have to think about our own mental well-being and whether it's worth replying to these posts. You know, Dr. West also goes on to say in the article, if you're trying to just safeguard your mental health, I would not say you need to approach that person. I don't think you'll feel very good after repeatedly engaging with people doing very racist things. You will probably feel worse. So to get some insight into this, we do have on the line Kevin Buthman, who is a curator and also the founder of the Chindian Diaries. And as part of, the many things that he does, he connects and interacts with many people online, both in a personal and professional capacity. So thank you for joining us, Kevin. And let's start with your own friends' posts on social media. At what point do you draw the line in terms of racist or bigoted posts?
I suppose if the opinion itself is quite it's quite clearly rude, hurtful, vulgar, and racist, then you know this. I would literally either sometimes call it out, or I would just not engage at all with that person. You know.
Mm. And how do you deal with people who put up these posts? You know, do you delete them from your list? Do you reply to their post?
But 95% of times, I either ignore, block, or unfriend that person. And usually about 5% of that is really kind of reserved for that selected few people that I might kind of maybe take time to either question or educate or really be challenged by their opinions as well. Where do I draw the line? I guess it comes down to how important these people are to me, you know, or whether do I actually know them personally as well. For the most part, if I do see that consistent, post by that person, I will usually unfriend that person or just sort of like ignore or block that person usually. But I think it's harder when a family or a relative itself, you know, so you tend to kind of, you do tend to reply and educate them at times. And other times you literally just ignore, you know, that's the best that anyone can do in social media age at the moment. I usually draw the line if I feel that that person is going to be kind of very argumentative and the downside to actually really sometimes educating people is also how that affects your own mental health and your own moods as well, literally after that incident, per se. So, I think it's a sort of a case-by-case basis, really. If it's someone you kind of know, then, you know, you sort of you go in there and you have a conversation with that person. But I think if it's someone you don't really know and then someone who's literally just come onto your page to sort of, make comments that you're not really happy with, then I generally don't even engage with that person because I just don't think that it's really healthy in the long run, you know, because, you know, reading and responding to everything is can actually affect your day, you know.
Mm. So for you, is it a big decision then to ultimately decide to delete someone from your social media?
Yeah, yes and no, I suppose. It really also does come down to who that person is in your life. You know, like most people, I think you wouldn't really know everyone on your Facebook list, you know, on your Facebook friends list. And I suppose if that person is someone that you do know and you sort of have links with that person through either work or, you know, family relations and stuff, it does become tricky in terms of unfriending. I think I generally do sort of let it go most times, and I don't unfriend any people. But I think if it becomes a bit of a pattern, then and if it's something that I see over and over again, and it does affect your mood, then that's when you kind of hit the unfriend button.
Kevin, you're also the admin of public social media pages or accounts, you know, for instance, in your capacity as the founder of the Chinyan Diaries. So do you act differently on these pages versus your personal channels?
I think when you become the voice of a particular page or a group, there's this sort of a sense of social responsibility almost, right? Because you're actually speaking on behalf of the community and you're supposed to be seen to be, you know, fair and treating people fairly as well, you know. So I think when it comes to that, my perceptions do change a bit, like, you know, in terms of what I do allow and what I don't allow. I mean, there are things that you obviously don't, you know, in terms of racism, bullying and all that kind of stuff. But in terms of actually having a diversity of opinions, even if it doesn't, if you don't completely agree to it, I think as an admin for those pages, I think you do have to allow that to happen, you know, especially if the person is really just asking a question or their responses are not deemed to be rude or anything like that, you know. But there are also times when you, as an admin, for instance, for a page and or a group, there are times when you do need to take a stand and you know, you because you pretty much set the precedent of how the page or the group relate to each other, you know. So in often in those cases, I do make a very strong stand against certain values, I suppose. In those sort of instances, I don't really compromise on those things, you know, especially if it means when someone is being really personal and you know, it comes down to even bullying. That's when I draw the line, delete, block, or even ban them from the group or the page. Yeah.
And when it comes to these social media posts that are racist or bigoted in some way, do you find that replying or engaging with them actually helps? What has your experience been in this regard?
For some of my pages, when I've actually replied to some comments, you know, and I can see that, you know, when I get sort of responses from the other members by liking and even people commenting on what I said, it does make a big difference because I think, as I said, I think it does set the tone in how you're managing a particular page or a group, you know. And I think that's important coming from the admin itself, you know. I mean, anyone else can say something, you know, and that person can get engagement as well. But I think when people are on that particular group or that particular page itself, having the person who either runs it or co-runs it with other people, it does set the precedent, and I think it reduces even the amount of trolls coming onto groups and pages. You know, when they know that the person behind it is being very proactive in trying to sort of stop the trolls or stop bullying even to an extent. So I do think that, you know, people who have that responsibility sort of also do need to step up, you know, and that's really a sign of a well-managed group or well-managed Facebook page. On my personal profile, I think I have had, posts where, you know, someone would have said, pretty challenging sort of reply to something. And when I do respond back, I do think that it does make a bit of a difference, I think, because I think you're actually having a one-on-one conversation with that person, and I think, it does make a difference. I think the only time when it doesn't make a difference is when that person actually doesn't really know you, or they've come into your profile through other friends, and they've seen that post, you know. And because they don't know you, so they tend to be sometimes a lot more provocative, and if they don't agree with your postings or whatever you said, you know. But I think in terms of your friends list, I think people tend to be a bit more polite, I suppose, you know, because they kind of either know you, they've engaged with you in the past, so they tend to sort of hold back a lot, you know.
Thank you, Kevin. That was Kevin Bathman, curator and founder of the Chindian Diaries. Some really interesting thoughts he had there, but we've also got some pretty interesting responses on our Twitter poll.
Yes, so we were asking you, what would you do if a social media friend posts racist or bigoted content? You know, so right now, 29% of you say you would delete that friend. 28% say you would message them privately to talk about it or to discuss their post. 26% of you say you will ignore the post, while 17% of you say that you will reply to the post itself. So that's quite interesting to see how relatively evenly split it is, especially between the three of messaging them privately, to ignore the post, and to delete the friend off your social media as well.
Yeah.
We've also got a couple of comments. Malasaya says that everyone is entitled to their own opinions when it comes to racism. There's always a threshold where one can only tolerate so much. Beyond that, that person is no longer in my circle. Mm. Another Twitter user, Fajri, says that I will report the post.
Yep. And over on WhatsApp, Anthony WhatsApped in to say, it depends on the kind of relationship I have with the person. If it's a close friend, I'll immediately PM the person and talk to him or her about it. If it's an acquaintance, good riddance, Taros unfollow, or occasionally I might screenshot, blur out the person's name and tweet about it. That is a very social media-like response.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually intrigued by the fact that on the poll, the lowest number of votes went to reply to the post.
Mm.
Because we assume that social media is always about these confrontations and people having these like comment wars.
Yes.
But I think by and large, most people don't actually like having that confrontation happen in such a public space anymore.
Mm. And I think because that's the, out of these four options that we've put up, that's the one that you can actively see, right? You won't know if someone has messaged them privately. You don't know if someone's ignored it or deleted that particular friend. And yeah, I guess I understand that because I know I personally don't tend to engage in the comment. You know, I find that if it's someone that I do know, I'd much rather talk to the to that person, you know, in person and sort of understand where they're coming from. I'm not personally, I'm not keen on engaging in comments, especially because I've seen some of them turn very ugly very quickly. And then you have people jumping on different bandwagons and it suddenly turns into a me versus you thing rather than discussing the issue itself that has been highlighted by the post.
Yeah, I mean, I must admit that I have on occasion replied directly to the post, particularly if it's something that I care very strongly about. Mm-hmm. But my relationship with the person also really matters. Mm-hmm. If it's somebody that I'm used to having a discussion and an open discussion with, I think that helps. Mm. And also if you have an outside relationship with them other than an online relationship, you can kind of, I think you have a larger context for who that person is, how they respond to things. Mm. So you can imagine having a face-to-face conversation with them. So your conversation online tends to mirror that.
Mm, that's right.
Yeah, whereas when it's somebody that you almost exclusively only engage with online, I think the tone of it can be very difficult to read. And so that's why I usually prefer to message them privately as well, rather than maybe call them out publicly for something that maybe was a misunderstanding. Maybe we're just looking at it in two different ways.
And again, that's the tone, right? Because you can't read tone on social media. All you see are the words and then you interpret that in your own way. So I guess there is benefit to engaging with them privately first to see, you know, to sort of understand their point of view, where they're coming from. And perhaps that might actually generate a healthier discussion between the two of you rather than, you know, inviting keyboard warriors into the argument as well.
Is there a hard line for you though? Have you ever deleted someone just, you know, without even reaching out or talking about it just because whatever they posted was just completely for you unacceptable?
No, I haven't. I've seen friends post vaguely bigoted posts, nothing that sort of overtly, you know, shows what they think, but sort of something, you know, maybe a joke in passing or a meme on social media that sort of has undertones that you're not quite sure if they actually believe in that. So I feel like deleting a friend immediately without engaging with them, that seems a bit much, you know, because especially if it's someone that you do know in real life, right? Because why would you just suddenly delete them without engaging them in conversation, without asking them the reasons behind it?
Yeah. So as far as I can remember, you know, I've only deleted somebody immediately based on a post, maybe less than 5 times. Mm. And they were all people with whom I no longer had a face-to-face relationship with. So they were maybe very old friends, somebody that I met, you know, at an event and perhaps never actually met again, but we are friends on social media. I have unfriended or unfollowed because they posted something that to me was either blatantly racist, like so overtly unacceptably racist or homophobic or sexist in some way. So those for me are the hard lines, I think. And again, I do think if it's somebody that I knew in real life, I would reach out first before deleting.
Mm, because there's that emotional connection, isn't it? You know the person. So it doesn't seem fair to them to simply just judge them based on that one particular post.
Yeah. Well, that's it from us today. But if you'd like to, or do we want to do a quick check-in with our social media posts? Not much has changed, though. I think everyone's still on the same page.
No. So we were asking you if what would you do if a social media friend posts something racist or bigoted? No, most of you, 29-ish% of you say that you will delete them. Mm. So I'm quite surprised there, you know, to know what people would do. 28% of you say that you would message them privately. 26% of you say you would simply ignore the post. And 17% of you would actively engage and reply to the post.
So you can continue to take that poll. You can share your thoughts with us at BFM Radio on Twitter. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. Or if you'd like to drop us a message on Facebook, we are BFM BFM The Bigger Picture. And if you've missed any part of today's show, you can download the podcasts on bfm.my/dailydigest, on the BFM app or on Spotify. Coming up at 3 p.m. on Live and Learn, Juliet Jacobs will be talking to Niloy Banerjee, who is the UNDP resident representative for Malaysia, Singapore and Brunei. And they will be talking about COVID-19 and human development in terms of assessing the crisis as well as envisioning a path for recovery. So that's it from us today on The Daily Digest. Do stay tuned. And we leave you now with Imagine by John Lennon, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.